accent adjustment, learning to speak with a different accent.
We all speak with an accent. It's natural. So why would someone want to learn to talk with a different accent? Often, movie stars who are playing foreign characters in films need a new accent. But increasingly, ordinary people want to sound more American or British.
How does a movie star learn a new accent for a film role? Easy. They hire an accent coach, sometimes called a dialogue coach. Barbara Berkery, an English woman, has coached some of the biggest stars, including Brad Pitt and Jim Carrey. She also taught Renee Zellweger, who is from Texas, to speak with a British accent for her role in the film Bridget Jones's Diary. They worked together for 2 months. Barbara gave Renee voice lessons in the mornings, and in the afternoons they went shopping and the Hollywood star had to ask for things in a British accent. Obviously the lessons worked, as Renee won an Oscar for her performance.
Unfortunately, some actors don't have the same success. It's generally agreed that the actor with the worst fake accent in film history was Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. Dick is American, but in the movie he plays an East Londoner who speaks with a Cockney accent. Most agree that Dick's accent was far from convincing.
A more recent example of an accent gone wrong comes from Russell Crowe and his role in the film Robin Hood. The original Robin Hood supposedly came from Nottingham in the north of England and would have spoken with an accent specific to that region of England. But Russell, who is from New Zealand, didn't quite get it right. And when one radio interviewer suggested that his accent had hints of Irish, Russell swore at him and stormed out of the studio. Nottingham locals weren't impressed either. One said Russell sounded more like a hobbit from Lord of the Rings.
But it isn't just actors who want to work on their accents. Colombian singer Shakira has been famous in her native Colombia for almost 20 years. But in 2001, she decided to conquer the U.S. market. To do that, though, she felt she needed to Americanize her singing voice. She did, and it seems to have worked. She's now an international star. Also, some non-American and non-British business people who want to work in the United States or England pay for accent neutralization classes, hiring voice coaches to teach them to speak with a generic English or American accent. Why? Because they believe their own foreign accent is less appealing to potential clients.
Of course, to speak English properly, you don't have to talk with a British or American accent. Everyone has their own way of speaking, and the important thing is to communicate effectively and to be understood. So you do need to practice pronunciation, but you don't need to practice speaking like the British Queen or American President.